I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Transformation. Transformation is the series, and today I'm going to talk about images, destroying images, but images. I have a little prop here that I want to use. If I can get someone to bring it a little bit closer to me, maybe right here. I'm going to do a little interaction this morning, too, with the congregation. Yeah, right there's fine, Ella. Yeah, right there's fine. That's good, right there. Yeah, okay. Yeah, just keep that up on there, right? Yeah, there we go. Great, perfect. Okay, so first of all, we're in a series on transformation, and our whole objective is transformation, transfiguration. We want to grow. We want to change. Is that right? From glory to glory. I don't want to remain the same. And so I believe God is giving to us tools and wisdom on how to change. But let me start with a verse from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 23. If you'll get that up on the screen for me, Ephesians 4 and 23. So today we're going to deal with the mind. And I hope I can make it very graphic so that we can really get an understanding not only of how to, but what to. Tell somebody right now, the word works. It's just oftentimes we haven't activated it. Sometimes we talk about things, but we don't speak to them. And it's important that we speak to things. There's an interesting experiment that was done once. A DNA particle or an atom or something was taken from a person. And the story reads that they took it 149 miles away to another lab or something like that. And when they set off a frequency on the DNA that was here, it responded a certain way, but the DNA 149 miles away responded the same way. Isn't that interesting? It's like there's no space there. It's all one huge entity. So what we want to deal with today, and if you get that verse up for me, what we want to deal with today is the renewing of our mind. The word says here simply, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So our focal point in this part of our transformation series is going to be the mind. Amen. The mind. I call it oftentimes the battleground. Amen. That's the battleground. And today we're talking about images. What I want, real quickly, I got all these markers up here, and I need some volunteers. What I want you to do, I'm going to give you a marker. Not get but maybe up five of you, and I just want you to come up and what you perceive to be in today's church world, or even in your world, or someone you know, what the greatest hurdle or the most ominous image that blocks people from being all they can be in God, or you know, having all they can have in God. You know, just one word. If an image, if you thought of an image, or even one that has plagued you from childhood, or you know, when you think about molestation, or you think about divorce, or you think, you know, any of those things, those are a lot of times images. You know, so I'm gonna call on you now. You're gonna be on camera, so smile when you come up here. Don't be coming up here acting. Okay, so let me start, and then I'm gonna call you here and there. Just come up and just write it on there, and just put the marker back. Okay, so let me start by laying some foundation for this. Okay, while some of you are thinking, because I'm calling you randomly, and if you don't know how to spell it, I'll help you spell it. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When we're born again, our spirits become alive and enlightened with the presence of God. Our spirit. The only problem is that the reality of what is in our spirit is not altogether transferred into the reality of what's going on in our soul. Okay? When we're born again, our spirit is saved. And we're already saved. Our spirit is born again. Right now, our soul is being saved. Amen. The engrafted word is able to save your soul. Amen. And at the rapture and resurrection, our body will change. And we'll put on that immortality. Amen? So, our soul needs to be transformed. And as we read there, renewed. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The flow of life is a renewing process. Hear me. And it's not some, you know, overnight, quick fix, bang. You know, it's a process. Your spirit's saved. But it's a process to save your soul. And this is what we see in Christendom. Saints that love God, they're saved, but the soul ain't right. Amen. The soul is messed up. The soul, there are still images from the past that plague them, that oppress them, that cause them to be fearful, that cause them to react to certain things. Anger rises, your hatred, malice, all these things. But they're saved. We pay a price. Now, you have to understand, there's a price to be paid up front. And then the reward comes later. Our spirit is saved. But for your soul to be saved, tell somebody, there's some work to do. Our spirit is saved. We're going. We got a home in glory. We're going. I got a ticket to ride. Amen. I'm going to be on board. But down here, what will determine a great deal of the quality of life or lack of the quality of life is the renewing of my mind. John said it this way, I wish above all things, brethren, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul. He didn't say your spirit, but your soul prospers. And I would that your whole spirit, soul, and body, Paul said, to be preserved blameless. So we're going to deal, if we really want transformation, this is the fellow we deal with. Because this will affect our body and our environment. So we tell somebody, I got to pay the price out front. And the reward comes later. Give me Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. We'll look at Jesus, because what Jesus did at Calvary, what the enemy didn't quite understand, is that once he slew Jesus and his blood was shed, there's going to be a whole lot of little G's running around. Oh, he's going to create a whole family of brothers and sisters that were like him, that walked in his image and likeness. You know, if the enemy had known that, he would have, hey, don't touch him. Hey, don't touch the brother. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, see, Jesus paid it out front. Who for the joy that was set before him, there was joy of bringing all of us into this place, of manifesting heaven in the earth. That was the joy, becoming like him, that was set before him. So because of that, he endured the cross. He endured what he had to go through, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So see the progression there. He had to pay it out front. But he had to keep that vision in front of him. Why was he able to endure that? Because of the joy that was set before him. Amen. Seeing you and I brought into salvation. Amen. Man being redeemed back to God. Amen. So tell somebody, pay it forward. Bringing heaven into our souls was his goal. That was his joy. What goes on, now listen, what goes on in our soul will reflect out into our body. Science, doctors, the medical field will tell you, not, I don't know what percentage it is, but a great deal of percentage of sickness starts here. They can give you a little red pill or a blue pill, and they just sugar pills and say the blue pill go here, the red pill make you sick. You eat the blue pill and you get healed, eat the blue pill. Boy, that blue pill was something else. I feel better already. All in the mind. Not all the time. You understand what I'm saying? This is just an analogy now, okay? Okay, so bringing the goal of Jesus was to bring heaven into our souls. What goes on in our soul is going to be reflected through our being, our body. Our mouth, what we say, how we see things, what we hear, our touch, taste, all these things all come out of your soul. It either comes, now here's something interesting. It either comes from inside of you to the outside, which is, let me use this analogy, that's the tree of life. See, we live from the inside. Amen. Or it comes from the outside into you, which is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2:17. Adam didn't have to learn anything from the outside until he fell. He determined what was in the outside. He named stuff. He was laboring with God. He was having dominion over everything. Everything was under his feet until he fell. Then he had to learn from the outside. See, when we talk about the kingdom of God has already come. It's come without observation. The kingdom of God is within you. First of all, you got to understand that it's within you. Stop looking for it out there. Stop looking for it over there or back behind you there. It's in you. That's why that's the first territory that has to be conquered and brought under control. That soul realm, because your spirit is born again, waiting to burst out. Amen. And manifest the glory and the kingdom of God. But the soul oftentimes is standing in the way with his big head. Now there are gates to the soul. I've taught on this before, the different gates. As a matter of fact, when we talk about as a man thinketh in his heart, that word thinketh means gatekeeper. So all the way down to the atoms and molecules of your thoughts, the vibrations of your thoughts are gates. How you think keeps stuff out or lets stuff in. You talk fear enough, you'll be like Job, that which I greatly feared is come. Or that which I was believing God for has manifested. Okay, so from a child, think about it a moment. We have been trained to receive information from the outside. Amen. From the outside. Think about it. Train up a child in the way he should go. You know, when little children are born, they're not seeing with these eyes. They're seeing with their little mind. They're in a whole world of their own. Until they start growing and adapting to their environment, and then they start, you know, receiving instruction from without. Now, when we get born again, we must be trained to receive information from the inside that goes out.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.